do this
maxi.
What?
You do a maxi.
And then you can do bite the top.
Okay. Okay, so this is a drasha. Basically, there's one idea, but let's start with the background. The Vilna Gaon says you have in source number one in Oros Hagra that Lomatz. I think we mentioned this point. One of them in one of the Haggadah Shiurim. Lomatzinu b'chol makom mitzvah la'asos hadafka b'layla. Generally, ma'isa mitzvahs aren't nighttime things. One mitzvah is specifically for the nighttime, right? Even Kriya Shema is day and night. Lulav, shofar, even sukkah is day and night. What mitzvahs are what? Going to the mikvah.
Women go to the mikvah.
No, they have to go. They're allowed to go once nighttime comes, but if they go the next day, it's not worse. Except for
Kiddush on Friday night.
What?
That's
Kiddush on Friday night is only because it's the beginning of Shabbos. Let's say I once had this case. A friend of mine, I remember, when I was in yeshiva, I had a friend who was in the army. He came back. He was exhausted. He came back. He took a nap Friday afternoon at like 5 o'clock. Nobody woke him. He woke up the next morning. So he missed all of Friday night and he woke up in the morning. You know what he do? Shabbos morning. You make Kiddush Daraisa. Right? You say, by Asher Kiddush Anam, you don't say Vayechulu. So it's not Tafka, a nighttime thing. Right, it's a daytime thing. But matzah and maror and carbon pesach, all of those are dafka nighttime things. So why is that? Why is that the dafka? Question number one. Why is that that pesach is the only day, the only holiday that we have, that the mitzvahs are specifically nighttime? Nighttime mitzvahs. That's what the Gra's comment. Source number one. Ubalela say there, nischayev dafka halayla but mitzvahs, velo hayom. Right, and that's part of the question, says the Gra. Manishtana halayla zeh. Why is this night different? This night we have matzah. Hanukkah, you only light candles because, the Gemara says, you light candles at night because candles are meaningless during the day. But not because it's dafka nighttime, it's just that you can't see. The persumanes wouldn't take place. You know, theoretically, I mean, if it was dark during the day, maybe you'd be able. Not a nighttime thing.
Eclipse coming up.
What?
Eclipse next week.
Oh, yeah?
Full eclipse in America.
In America? So you got to be in the right place. And,
but maybe if there's eclipse on Hanukkah, maybe.
Okay. Okay, and even if you think about it, even, let's say, Sfiras HaOmer isn't a din in nighttime. It's the din in the beginning of the day. The beginning of the day is night, and you want Tmimus. Okay, question number one. Question number two. There is no bracha, we spoke about this a little bit, there is no bracha on Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim. There doesn't seem to be a bracha. Why not? That's the question of the Abu Draham in source number two, one of the less known Rishonim. What was his first name? Reb David Abu Draham. He has his commentary really on Siddur and Chagim and Moadim. He's quoted a lot in the Beis Yosef. He lived 900 years ago. Right, it's very early Rishon. So the Abu Draham writes, V'hiksha hariyaf, lamei mevarchan al kriyasa. Why don't you make a bracha on Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim? Kamoshim mevarchan al kriyasa Megillah. Mitzvah saseh, v'igat alavincha. So he quotes one answer where it's underlined. It doesn't have a specific amount. It doesn't have a shear. It doesn't have a minimum. It doesn't have a maximum. Anything you say. So maybe that's one answer given. The Maisa Nisim, it's not on your... Oh, yeah, I gave it to you. Source number three. This is the... Rav Shachtel, I heard this from him many, many years ago, but everybody quotes it. Who wrote the Maisa Nisim? Nisivus. That's the Haggadah of the Nisivus. Rav Yaakov Milisa. We know the Nisivus. We know now another Sefer of the Nisivus. Now we should know at least four. At least four Sfarim of the Nisivus now. The most famous is the Nisivus HaMishpat on Chosha Mishpat. But what else do we know? Beis Yaakov on Ksubis. Torah's Gittin on Gittin. Torah's Gittin is on Gittin, like the Beis Yaakov is. Same type of idea. Torah's Gittin on Gittin, and now the Maisa Nisim. Yoredeya, the Chavis Das, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. The big columns with the small letters. The Chavis Das on Yoredeya, Makar Chaim on Vilchas Pesach. Anyway, so in the Maisa Nisim, he quotes, you know why you don't make a bracha on Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim? Because you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that is a bracha, or that is done in the context of a bracha. Meaning, you don't make a bracha on Berchas HaMazon. Before you bench, you don't say, Asher Kedushan, Lezvan, Lebercha HaMazon, Berchas HaShem. You don't make a bracha, see his Lashon? Eino bedin lasakin bracha al bracha. You don't make a bracha on a bracha. Berchas HaMazon, Gamke mitzvah say. You don't make a bracha on it. You don't make a bracha on Kriya Shema. Because we do Kriya Shema in the context of Birchas Kriya Shema. You don't need a separate bracha. You don't make a bracha on davening, on tefillah, because it is a bracha. You don't make a bracha on Tzibritzis Mitzrayim, because it is done in the context of brachas, of Asher Galanu and the Hallel and the benching. So that's his answer. Just in brackets, parenthetically, a guy came over to me in shul yesterday. He said that his son, he says, Rabbi, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, what? He said, my son was in Aza for Purim, and they were supposed to be able to, in the morning, to go hear the Megillah. And something happened. In the morning, they had to go do a pilut. They weren't sure, and they had to go. They didn't know how long it was going to take. So they didn't know what to do. They didn't have time to like read the Megillah. They had time to daven a little bit. So he said, one of them said, well, the Gemara says that the Hallel is the Megillah, so we should say Hallel, because we're not going to be able to hear the Megillah. They said Hallel without a bracha. So that's a Deya in the Me'iri. The Me'iri quotes a Deya that, whenever I point to you, you can just say Me'iri, right? The Me'iri quotes a Deya that, oh, based on that, based on the fact that the Megillah is the Hallel, so if you don't have a Megillah, you should say Hallel. So there is a day. No, they don't. But it ended up, he said, that they got out in time, that they were able to hear hear the Megillah later in the day. Somebody read for that.
I thought the Megillah is.
Right. So I said, we don't really paskin that way. I said, I guess it can't hurt to say it without the bracha, but we paskin that, no, dafko, you don't say halal because it's a hidden halal. And we spoke about that. It's a hidden halal, so, right, like similar maybe to Ash, right? But anyway, so yeah, I said, it's fine. Hashem loved it. But there's another answer. The Shibali Haleket. The Shibali Haleket, also one of the less known Rishonim. Rav Tzidkio HaRofe. He has one sefer at Shibali Haleket. Source number 4, he says, oh, we do make a bracha. Asher Galanu. Right at the end of Magad, we say Asher Galanu. That's the bracha of CBC's Mitzrayim. Fine. Question. This is now question 2. Right? Question 1, why are all the mitzvahs at night? Question 2. Fine, the Shibali Haleket. That's the bracha on CBC's Mitzrayim. So why do we say it at the end of Magad? We should say it at the beginning of Magad. Right, fine. You want to say that's the bracha? Fine. We talk about Asher Galanu, but also we say no. So why don't you say it at the beginning of Magad? Question 2. Question 3. Third and final question, and then we'll get to a lot more questions. But I think we mentioned this. I hope Sunday we're going to have shir on the halachas of the Seder, going through the Seder start to finish, Be'ez Hashem. That'll be Sunday. I'm just not sure what time, because if other guys from other shiurim want to come, maybe I'll do it like at 11. We'll see. We'll see what the... we'll figure out if the other rabbis are giving shiur. I assume they are. But then we'll do it like earlier. The Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the idea, source number 5, we spoke about this, about karpas. Karpas, what do? You dip it, you dip the karpas. We spoke about the symbolism of it. You dip it in liquid. And because our hands are tamei, right, because we know Hilchos Machshirin, so you have to wash your hands before you eat the wet vegetable. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Taz gets very upset. The Taz gets very upset in Tafayin Gimel. In Source number 6, he says, what are we, hypocrites? We never do this the whole year. One night a year, we're makpan in this halacha. Who are we kidding? So how do we defend our practice? We do it. We do it, but is there any defense? How do we explain? Like, oh, you want to be machmir, so be machmir. You're like, Saras Mei Tshuva, says the Taz. Why are you machmir that for the night of Pesach? What? We're machmir for this halacha of not eating moist vegetables with tamei hands. The Shulchan Aruch says to do it, but the Shulchan Aruch says we don't do it nowadays. Right, we don't do this nowadays. And it's even considered what's called yuhara. Right, I once saw somebody do it. So I wouldn't say anything. He's maybe a big rabbi. I saw somebody go to the... I was learning in the base medrash. I see him go to eat an apple. And he washed the apple. He dried it, but then he washed his hands before he ate the apple. And he... I'm like, okay.
What's
yuhara? Yuhara means looking... like showing yourself in an arrogant way. Right. Right, yuhara is looking like a balgaiva to others. And that comes up in 100 different sugyas. You know, appropriate behavior in certain areas. It could be a certain appropriate behavior in one place, not in another place. Like, don't make yourself such a big tzaddik. You know, that's... So, anyway. So, you know, you can't say, like, you know, coming on time to Shacharis, you are right. You know, it's not. I won't. I'll come in Yishtabach. No, it's not. You are right to come on time. It's okay. You know, people could you come back and people could look at you and say, "Oh, wow, look at this guy. He frimmed out. Oh my gosh, he comes on time. He comes to Davin. Look how much he shuckles." You know, it's just it's okay. Just don't worry. As long as it's consistent, it's not a fake. You're not supposed to, right? You're supposed to actually kabbal tuma. Right, tuma sofle. What's wrong with eating a tamei vegetable? You're supposed to patara if you can. I mean, I think it goes back to like washing before truma. Before truma, you're supposed to wash your hands before you eat the vegetables, which are tummy. Connected. What?
Now we become a regular thing. Just generally, you should train people to move the
In the days of truma. Okay. Next. So what's going on here? So again, why? What about the night mitzvahs and why no bracha until the end? And then we'll get back to the task. So let's talk about the mitzvahs halayah. And we're going to go through each one, and you're going to see there's some type of pattern that we will see. I'm going to ask a bunch more questions now, but it's really the beginning of the answer. Maror. Let's start with Maror. Right? The Mishnah tells us in Psachim Daf Lamed Tes, source number 7. Elu yirachos shel yosim yidochavos bepesach. These are the vegetables that you could use. Chazeres, tamcha, karchavina, maror. Right? And the Gemara says, these vegetables you could use, and first the words underline them, and tzarfen l'kazayis. They combine for a kezias, meaning you need to eat a kezias of maror. Maror, the best thing to use for maror is romaine lettuce. That's called chasa in Aramaic. Right, chasa. Right, we think, I remember growing up, like some people use the romaine lettuce, and you have the white stuff that like you really like burn your head off. Like, oh, that's really maror. Maror doesn't mean hot, it means bitter. So we're used to eating romaine lettuce because we have it in our salads all year, but that's maror. That's the best type of. There are a number of vegetables. That's the best type of maror. And you got to get a kezias, the Mishnah says. It's very hard to get a kezias of the white stuff. You know, you got to eat a ton. But horseradish. But that's maror. Fine. How do you? So the Mishnah says you have to. The Mishnah says you have to eat a kezias, right? Why do you have to eat a kezias of maror? What's the pashup shot? Because every mitzvah or avera of eating in halacha, the shear is a kezias. Right, that's called a halacha moshe Sinai. Shi'urin are kezias. Where do we have shi'urin this year?
Rambam by the shi'urim Jews will not be going
to beautiful, beautiful. The age, the Chuvas Harash. Chuvas Harash says that maybe even age 12 and 13 is halacha moshe Sinai. Shi'urin only applies to Jews. The Minchas Chinuch, right. So the Yireim says, source number 8, the Yireim says, the Yireim was written by one of the Bali HaTosfos, Rabbi Elazar Mimetz. Sometimes he's abbreviated as Reish Aleph Mem. Rabbi Elazar Mimetz. I don't know who you're talking about, because there's another Reish Aleph Mem, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, who the Gur Aryeh always quotes.
Rav
Re'im, I guess that's not the abbreviation, but that's the... But anyway, so the Re'im says, you have to eat a kezias tomorrow. Why? Because it says, Achila al matzos umroam yochluhu. Eating is a kezias, that's a pashup shot. But there is a Rush that is much quoted. Much has been written about this Rush. The Rush Mesachim says, you know why you have to eat a kezias tomorrow? Because in the bracha, we say... Al achilas maror, and because we say al achilas maror, so achila has to be a kezias. So what's the problem with that rush? Because of the bracha. Brachas are derabanan. So what? Without the if there wouldn't have been a takana of a bracha on maror, you wouldn't have to eat a kezias maror. Like it's a mitzvah of achila. Like the Yireim says, what is the Rush talking about? Because Chazal, right? He says the Rush says Mishum de Mevarech al Achilas Mara Tzarch Shiochal Kezayis. They Achil Pachad Bekezayis. What does it do with the language of the bracha? Ask the Shakas Aryeh. I don't understand, right? Amar Shochal Bekricha, right? What about the Mara that you eat by Korech? You don't make a separate bracha on that. You don't need a Kezayis for that. What's the Rush talking about? It's only because of the bracha. Right, that's what he says. He says, and if midaraisa, you don't need a kezias, so why would Chazal come up with it and say you need a kezias? If the Torah doesn't demand a kezias, so the Rabbanan shouldn't have made, they could have come up with a different lashon of a bracha. So there are many that don't take the rush literally. Rav Asher Weiss writes in 13, it doesn't really mean it. It's what we call a siman, not a sibah. Chazal instituted that because they knew this is what the Torah meant. The Torah doesn't really mean. The Rush doesn't really mean it. Okay, but the Pashup shot of the Rush is that maybe you don't need a Kazayas for Marer on a Torah level. And why would that be? Why would Marer be different? It's a mitzvah. In the days of old, it was a mitzvah d'araisa. Now it's a d'rabanan because we don't have Karan Pesach. But why would it be different? Why would Marer be different than any other mitzvah of Achila throughout the year? Question about Marer. Marer, as we're about to see, is not the only thing that's different tonight. We're going to see everything is different. And we're going to try to ask why. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tafayin Gimel. Tafayin Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says in Source 14, as we know, Mivian Lefnei Balabayis Ka'ara, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Sheish Ba, Shlosha Matzahs. We have three matzahs. We have three matzahs. Interesting. Three matzahs. Why do we have three matzahs? We always have Lecha Mishnah, too. Why do we have three matzahs? The Mishnah Berurah explains, well, you're going to break one. You're going to break one because of Lechem Oni, poor man. Poor man only has pieces. So you're going to break one. So if you're going to break one, but you also need Lecha Mishnah, two whole ones. So you have three. So even after you break one, you still have two whole ones. That's what the Rama, that's what we paskin. That's what Bali Tosfos paskin. Not Ramosha, but we'll get to who. But the Ramba, the Shulchan Aruch says three matzahs, as the Mishnah Berurah says. Shai Mishol Lecha Mishnah, Kishar Yantif Yachas Kedlavatz L'Shtayim. You break it in half. And this is again, it's not Ramosha, but the Rambam, an earlier Moshe. Right? The Rambam says two matzahs, and Temanim follow the Rambam two matzahs, and the Vilna Gaon, the Gra says two matzahs. Two? Why two? What do you mean two? You always have Lecha Mishnah. You always have two matzahs. But you're going to break one in half, says the Gra, says the Rambam. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You could have one and a half. One can be broken. What are you talking about? What do you mean? You need Lecha Mishnah. No, this is good. This is good enough. So we don't paskin that way, but what's the svara for that? What's the svara for that? How would you be able to have less than two whole matzahs? So Marer is different. And matzah is different. What's left? Dalakosos. Dalakosos. So Dalakosos. I set you up. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says in Source 18, a halacha that we don't have ever by any other kosher bracha. Shulchan Aruch says, Shira kos. How much do you have to drink? How much of the kos do you have to drink? So what do we have to drink every day, every time you have a kiddush? Kiddush, Avdallah, what do you have to drink? You have to have a cup that holds a revius. And you have, I think that's a 3.5, I forgot the exact amount of ounces. And you have to drink a rov revius, which is basically one sheik full. Mali lugmov. 86, whatever it is. You have to drink a sheik full. You have to have a kiddush on a rov revius. And make kiddush on a revius and drink a rov revius. On Pesach, there is two levels of lechatchila that don't apply any other time. What's the lechatchila? Kol hakos. That's why I don't use my regular kiddush cup for Pesach, because it's very big. Right? Right? That's a good one. Okay. Now, I drink more wine on Pesach than I drink on Purim. It's just... Anyway... But, and then what's the next level? If you can't drink kalakos, can't drink kalakos, rov kos, the majority of the cup. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Source 18. Yishta kulo o rubo, and the Mishnah verse explains, kulo lechadchila rubo b'dieved. Two levels up, and then if you can't do that, drink rov revius. So why all of a sudden, by this kosher bracha, different than Kiddush and Avdallah the whole year, right? This is different. So our kiddush is different, our matzah lecha mishnah is different, our maror is different. One more, which already starts shedding light on the answer. And this is something that we said in the Haggadah this year, but again, this is part of the answer already. The Rambam says in Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, source 20, we know there is a din. The Rambam puts all of Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah because Hallel the whole year is Durabanan. There's a mitzvah Durabanan the Rambam holds. Every day you say Hallel, it's midrabanan. There are 18 days you say Hallel during the year. 18 days. There's a minhag to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. But that's a minhag. That's why Svardim don't make a bracha on that Hallel. Ashkenazim do. But there's a minhag. But there's 18 days to say Hallel, 21 days if you live in Chutz Laretz. But there's one other day we say Hallel on that. At the Seder. Yom Yerushalayim also. And Yom Ha'atzmaut. That's true. But that's not here. At the Seder night, it seems to be a din d'oraisa. Rashi says, in Pesachim Lamed Vav, Hallel is part of the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, midaraisa. Source 21, the Rambam, when he talks about Sipur, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he puts Hallel in. But this Hallel seems to be different. Right, and we mentioned this in Haggadah here, but here you have it. There are uniquenesses with this Hallel that doesn't apply the whole year. Right? The Turi Evan. Hallel is a daytime thing. Why are we saying Hallel at night for? Who's the Turi Evan? No. Turi Evan is the Shagas Aryeh.
Oh, right.
Turi Evan is the Shagas Aryeh has three Svarabout that we're familiar with. The Shagas Aryeh, he's known as the Shagas Aryeh because that's his Chuvis. That's his chuvis. That's what he's known as. They're not chuvis like question and answers. Like he'll have a chuva, Kriya Shema D'oraisa D'rabbanan, and he'll have 30 pages on that, right? Gvura Sari and Turi Evan. So Gvura, each of those are on three mesechtas in Moed. I don't remember. Gvura Sari is on Yuma, Tinus, and something else. Turi Evan is on Megillah. I don't remember. Turi Evan Amakos also. Turi Evan Amakos. There's each of those. Those are his farm on. This is my favorite story of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh, one time, Rav Shechter told this story, I remember many years ago, that he said the Shagas Aryeh was once reaching up for a sefer. Yeah, he came to be a Rav in Metz. So he comes and he was like an older man. He was like 50, 60. So I think he was like 70. He came and he wanted to be the Rav and he took the job. They're like, aren't you a little old for the job? He's like, I'll be here at least into my 90s. Don't worry. And he was. So anyway, he's Harif. He's very strong. Anyway, so the Shagas Aryeh, Rav Shechter quoted the story. I remember he was reaching for a sefer on top of the bookcase. And he reached for the sefer, and something happened, and like he tripped, and the whole bookcase fell on him. All the svarim. And he's lying there under all the svarim. And he's under the svarim, and all the svarim, the machabrim, were screaming at him because he was big kashya, and he asked a lot of kashas, and he asked a lot of kashas on svarim, the Rosh Hashanah is telling the story. It's like they're lying on top of him; they don't want to let him go because he always was very charif, and he was like a lion, Shagas Aryeh, and he asked mechila from all of them, and they all like got off of him and let him go, except the lavush. Because he attacked the Lavush. The Lavush, Rav Mordechai Yaffe, the Lavush didn't forgive him. And then Rav Shechter starts crying as he always does. And he says, I didn't forgive him. So everybody's like, so what happened? He's like, I know, I think he died. I'm like, we're like, what? So I was there for a year, I was listening to the shiur. So I don't know, that's the story that he told. I don't know how the Shagas Aryeh died, but that's the story that he told many years ago. Anyway, so the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan asks, how do you say Megillah? How do you say Hallel at night? Number two, we ask the question, why do you split this Hallel in half? Number three, the question of Rav Haigon, right? Why is there no bracha on this Hallel at the Seder? So here you have it, what I quoted outside. See in source 24? I'm sorry, you say Hallel even during the night. It's 26. Rav Haigon, you don't make a bracha on this Hallel. Why? She'ein anu koronoso betores korin el betores omer shira. Because this Hallel is not a kriya, it's a shira. What does that mean? What did we say yesterday? Right? The Hallel at the Seder is not a formal recital of what we have to do, but a spontaneous overflow of emotion that we just scream out to Hashem and said, we can't not say Hallel. So it's a rule breaker. It's a rule breaker. We feel Hashem, you're unbelievable. This idea is the secret to answer all of our questions. Because what is, take a step back and think about what we just said. There's Hallel the whole year, but you know what? The Hallel at the Seder is redefined based on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a night that is a defining and a redefining night. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim being what it is, a demand to relive and re-experience, it takes normal and standard rules and adjusts them to fit its needs, to fit the purposes, sometimes l'kula and sometimes l'chumra. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim takes this night and reshapes it. Hallel, we have the whole year. But you know what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim does? It shapes the Hallel to the tachlis of this night. It's natural. You don't need a bracha. And that's what it does to all the issues. Maror, midaraisa, maybe there's no need for a kazayas. Why? It's a mitzvah sachila. Because what's the purpose of maror? It's about feeling the bitterness. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim gives you a kula. You don't need a kazayas. This maror is for the standard of what Sipur needs. Even less than that. You feel bitterness, you're yotze. The Rabbanan said, you know what? Let's make it like other mitzvahs of achila. But that's what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim does. It takes maror and reshapes it. Matzah. This is unbelievable. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the Rambam, it redefines Lecha Mishnah. For this night. Usually, Lecha Mishnah, what do you need? Two whole loaves. You know what you need for Pesach? One whole one and one broken one. What do you mean? Because Lechem Ani of a poor man, this is the Lecha Mishnah of Pesach. It's poor man's bread. You're right, it's not, you wouldn't be able to be yotzi with this on Sukkos. But Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim redefines Maror, redefines Matzah. Help me out, finish up. Redefines? Dalakosos. Exactly. This time you got it. Right? Right? You always need Rovius. What do we have here? The entire cup. Because this kings drink it to the last drop. Derecheirus. So it's not Chumra and Kula. It depends. By Mara, it's a Kula. By Dalakosos, it's a Chumra. But it redefines it.
What's the Mara again?
Maror, on a Torah level, you don't need a kazayas. Right? You only need a kazayas because of the bracha, what the Rush said. Why? When you need all mitzvahs of achila need. No. This is just about the tachlis. And what about orchats? The taz? What are you doing? This night is redefined. It's ki'ilu or bizman ha-mikdash. And bizman ha-mikdash, we were makbar on this halacha. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim demands that we relive and re-experience what was when they were makbid on these halachas. We do a seba, even though many say that's not comfortable nowadays. Nobody eats like this. But by the way, we'll talk about this on Sunday. We'll talk about halacha. You shouldn't lean in the air. That's like not a seba, right? Like just drink it like this. No, you're supposed to go back on your chair at least. You know what?
You got to do it on a good couch. Actually,
you got to do it on a couch. Yeah, do it on a couch. Everybody's got a couch. But anyway, so this is... So what... Sipur redefines all the mitzvahs halayla. Two more applications. Bracha. The bracha. We always make a bracha before we do a... I think I might have mentioned this from the Chassam Sofer. I remember. We always make a bracha before we do a mitzvah. There's one exception to the rule. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, we always make a bracha over Lasiyasan, except for one Birchas HaMitzvah, where we do it afterwards. Tevilas Ger. A Ger can't make a bracha before he goes into the mikvah, because he's not Jewish yet. And because of that, nobody makes a bracha before going to the mikvah. That generally, when women go to the mikvah nowadays, they dunk, they say the bracha, and then they dunk again to try to get both. But a ger, the Rambam says, did I give you that one? Right? I gave you the Gemara. The Gemara in source 30. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Chutz min atvila, bishlam atvila, gati gavar lochazi. He's not roi yet. Right? He's not roi. He's not Jewish yet. So you don't make the bracha until afterwards. Says the Chasam Sofer, we become different people at the Seder. Just like Mora becomes different, and Matzah becomes different, and Dalat Kos becomes, we become different. We became Jews tonight. So you make the bracha at the end of Magid, because we're reliving the experience. And we're like a ger coming out of the mikvah. By the end of Magid, we should feel wet. We need a towel, and we say a bracha. Av asher galanu, shibali haleket. You say it afterwards, as he says on the left side. You have to feel as if you went out. And maybe there's one other thing that's redefined. I remember when I saw this, I was very excited many years ago. Not only are the mitzvahs redefined, not only are we redefined, but maybe even the actual night itself is redefined. There's a Rashi in, right? If you want to give this week's Parsha, because it says Parsha Chodesh, right? In Perek Yud Beis of Shmos, it says that we all did Bris Mila, right, before we left Mitzrayim. When did we do Bris Mila in Mitzrayim? Rashi quotes, that night, before we ate Karim Pesach, we had to do Bris Mila. Rashi quotes, V'nasan lam shtei mitzvahs dam Pesach v'dam Mila, so that's 32. Shemalu oso halayla. Right? They did Bris Mila. Shenemar v'misposesas b'damayach. Ask the Gra, how could they do Bris Mila at night? What's Rashi talking about? Mila has to be bayom. Mila has to be bayom. How could they do Bris Mila at night? You know what the Gra says? It's not night. It's really day. The night is redefined. The mitzvahs are redefined. We are redefined. We become gerim. And the night is redefined. Laila kayom ya'ir. As the pasuk says. That's what the Gemara says in 33. What does it say in the Torah? You should do bayomahu. Bayomahu? What do you mean bayomahu? Korban Pesach Vila was at night. No. Bayom. Right, what do we ask at the beginning? This is the only night of the year that there were mitzvahs at night. No, it's not night. It's not night. And maybe that's what's meant by the Ramah. The Ramah quotes that we know it is Lel Shimurim. Right? It's a minog of not locking your door at the night of the Seder. Again, the post can say, if you live in a dangerous place, you need to lock your door. In Som Kanal Anes. But it's not really Laila. You don't need regular Shmira Mena Mazikin. So CBT Mitzrayim redefines the mitzvahs, redefines the night. And you can see where the second half of this drasha went. No, Pesach is about redefining ourselves. It's about, you know, doing what we can to become different people. Becoming different. Also, Shabbos HaKadosh Shabbos Shuvah, the only days of the year that I in the drashas, I tell stories. You know, some people come for the lamdas, some people come for the stories, but it's hard. I said this, you got to find. I mean, there's so many, but again, this is the goal of our holiday, to become different people through the mitzvahs that we do, There's a story of Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz that talks about the schus it is. Play the story. Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz was once davening, and his talmidim were davening with him in shul, and they thought that they heard him skip one of the berachas hashachar. So the next day they listen closely again, and he skipped Shalom Asani Goy. So they're like, what? You know, this is at the time of the Shabtai Tzvi, and maybe, I don't know, he's skipping Shalom Asani Goy, like what? So one of them finally got the guts to go ask. What? Yeah, whatever. But they were upset at each other because one of them accused the other one of being a Sabbatean. So anyway, So they asked Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. They're like, Rebbe, I think you skipped the bracha. They're like, he's like, what do you mean? He's like, we didn't hear you say Shalom Asani Guy. He starts laughing. They're like, Rebbe, what are you laughing about? He says, I wake up in the morning, I say Moda Ani. I do Natila Shadayim. I put on my tzitzis. I am so excited about Avodas Hashem that day. I wake up, Hashem gave me another day to serve Him. I feel so, what, I'm going to wait till I get to shul to say Shalom Asani Guy? I can't wait that long. I can't control myself. I say it at home. Because he's again, it's nothing negative about non-Jews. It's just, we just say to the negative so we could have Shalos Ani Avich, so we could thank Hashem for each level of mitzvahs that we have. He says, I can't wait till I get to shul. Right when I wake up. Because we have to recognize the schus it is. The schus it is to be able to be who we are. Yeah, I'll just leave you with one other, yeah.
With that same logic, why would one say Shalos Ani Avich?
Yeah.
Evan
there means Evan Kanani. You know what? I want to get the parsha. So I want to get. Again, I have to go pick something up today. But this is, I'm guessing on Sunday we're going to have an early shear. So we'll put out exactly what time, so other guys could come if they want. But anyway, but that's the. Shabbos Hagadol. Okay. Okay, Parsha Shmini, what should we talk about in Parsha Shmini? So much to talk about. So much to talk about in Parsha Shmini.